The Right and Authority of the Priesthood, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1965, pages 103-106. Brethren, this is a glorious hour, not only for those of us who are assembled here, but for those who are assembled in 400 other places, all holding the priesthood. All are under obligation to set a proper example, especially in the world of youth. Authority, divine and human, priesthood is inherent in the Godhead. It is authority and power which has its source only in the Eternal Father and His Son Jesus Christ. If we appoint a member in a business concern, we give him our authority as voice to do the right thing as a representative, and what he does we are bound to uphold. We speak of certain powers and prerogatives possessed by the President of the United States, of rights and privileges vested in Congress, of power held by the Supreme Court of the United States, and the source of such authority we can easily comprehend. Ultimately, the origin centers in the people as an organized body. There is no man living, or who has lived, who has the right to assume the right and authority of the priesthood. In seeking the source of the priesthood, however, we can conceive of no condition beyond God Himself. In Him it centers, from Him it must emanate. Priesthood, being thus inherent in the Father, it follows that He alone can give it to another. Priesthood, therefore, as held by man, must ever be delegated by authority. There never has been a human being in the world who had the right to arrogate to himself the power and authority of the priesthood. There have been some who would arrogate to themselves that right, but the Lord has never recognized it. As an ambassador from any government exercises only that authority which has been given him by his government, so a man who is authorized to represent deity does so only by virtue of the powers and rights delegated to him. However, when such authority is given, it carries, within limitations, all the privileges of the power of attorney, by which one is empowered by another to act in another's stead. All official action performed in accordance with such power of attorney is as binding as if the person himself had performed it. Power manifested in the lives of men, we can conceive of the power of the priesthood as being potentially existent as an impounded reservoir of water. Such power becomes dynamic and productive of good only when the liberated force becomes active in valleys, fields, gardens, and happy homes. So the priesthood, as related to humanity, is a principle of power only as it becomes active in the lives of men, turning their hearts and desires toward God and prompting service to their fellow men. Strictly speaking, priesthood is delegated power as an individual acquirement. However, by divine decree men who are appointed to serve in particular offices in the priesthood unite in quorums. Thus, this power finds expression through groups as well as in individuals. The quorum is the opportunity for men of like aspirations to know, to love, and to aid one another. To live is not to live for oneself alone. There are two conditions which should always be considered when the priesthood is conferred. The first of these is the individual's worthiness to receive it. The second is the service which he can render to the church and to his fellow men. The Creator, the source of power, recognizing the fact that the Creator is the eternal and everlasting source of this power, that he alone can direct it, and that to possess it is to have the right, as an authorized representative, of direct communion with God. How reasonable yet sublime are the privileges and blessings made possible of attainment through the possession of the power and authority of the Melchizedek priesthood. They are the most glorious that the human mind can contemplate. Priesthood, never failing source of happiness. A man who is thus in communion with his God will find his life sweetened, his discernment sharpened to decide quickly between right and wrong, his feelings tender and compassionate, yet his spirit strong and valiant in defense of right. He will find the priesthood an ever-failing source of happiness, a well of living water springing up unto eternal life. Priesthood direct from God. You who have the priesthood are his servants by divine right. I know the world thinks we are unreasonable, fantastic in our ideas when we tell them there is no other authorized church, but that is true. The priesthood came direct from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the great high priest, and he authorized Peter, James, and John, on whom he bestowed that priesthood, to bestow it upon Joseph Smith. And you brethren 70,000 on the air who hear my voice, and everyone present can't trace your ordination probably within 5 steps right back to the Savior himself. If the representatives of our Father in heaven will live close to him, try to be true representatives, the Lord will guide them in their work. The priesthood, though, may be given to those who disregard it, who fail to be true representatives, and when such is the case, amen to the priesthood or the authority of that man. Behold, ere he is aware, he is left unto himself, to kick against the pricks, to persecute the saints, and to fight against God, and to apostatize from the church. The only way we can keep the priesthood and keep in touch with the Holy Spirit, the only way we can be true representatives, is to live up to the ideals of the church which bears his name, mightiest force in the world. The Church of Jesus Christ is the mightiest force in the world, but you and your companions constitute the source of that force. The Lord cannot use his quorums without you, and everyone has the responsibility of doing his best to maintain the standards of the church. Our boys and girls in high schools, in junior colleges, in universities need our help. Their parents need our help. It is time now to put forth extra effort to know the difference between right and wrong. We are facing conditions in the world which demand the highest intelligence, the deepest spirituality, the greatest effort that the priesthood of God can possibly put forth, to guide people over whom you preside. O my brethren, presidents of stakes, bishops of wards, God bless you in your leadership, in your responsibility to guide, to bless, to comfort the people over whom you have been appointed to preside. Lead them to come to you, if necessary, in confession. Guide them to go to the Lord and seek inspiration so to live that they may rise above the low and the mean and live in the spiritual realm. Recognize those who preside over you, and when necessary, seek their advice. The Savior himself recognized his authority on earth. You will remember the experience that Paul had just as he neared Damascus with papers in his pocket to arrest all who believed in Jesus Christ. A light suddenly shone about him, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul said, "What wilt thou have me to do?" The Lord answered, "Go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." He could have told Saul in a few words what he should do, but there was a branch of the church in Damascus, presided over by a humble man named Ananias, and Jesus recognized that authority. He knew Saul's nature. He knew that in the future it would be difficult for Saul to recognize the authority of the church, as instances later proved. Saul had to receive from the very man whom he was going to arrest instructions regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ. Recognize the bishop. Here is a lesson for all of us in this church. Let us, too, recognize the local authority. The bishop may be a humble man. Some of you may think you are superior to him, and you may be, but he is given authority direct from our Father in heaven. You recognize it. Seek his advice, the advice of your stake president. If they cannot answer your difficulties or your problems, they will write to the general authorities and get the advice needed. Recognition of authority is an important principle. I pray that we may be blessed with the spirit of humility, blessed with the spirit and desire to be one in all things relating to the welfare and advancement of the kingdom of God. We can do that by sustaining the authority which is always delegated, you remember, and when it is rightly delegated you will be able to go to the source, which is God, in whom is inherent the authority of the holy priesthood. Assist the weak. God bless the men who find and assist those who are too weak to be true to the priesthood. I hope you got the message given here tonight by Brother Isaacson, especially concerning the young men who are inclined to join in social activities and aspirations of other young men. Do not deceive yourself that you can tamper with whiskey or cigarettes, things forbidden by the Lord, and which, if indulged in, will lead you away from the power which you have been given by those authorities who hold the priesthood. I am glad to see these young men here this night. They are here by the hundreds, and as some came in I said, "Are you going to the priesthood meeting?" And they answered, "Yes, we are going to the priesthood meeting." They are proud of it. God bless them that they may be true to the ideals of the priesthood and never hesitate to say no to anybody who tells them, "Oh, indulge just a little, it will be all right." Be true to ideals of the priesthood. God help us all to be true to the ideals of the priesthood Aaronic and Melchizedek. It is a sobering thought to think what this great body of bearers of the priesthood can do to stir the people to acts of honesty, truthfulness, stir them so that they will become examples to the world. We have that right and that inspiration. God help us to magnify our calling, and to set a proper example to the other men of the world who think that they are better than the humble men who, by right of the delegation and ordination, hold the right and power to instruct all men, not members in this one but all men, to live higher and better lives than they have ever lived before. To help them all to be better husbands, better neighbors, better leaders, under all conditions. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.